Well, praise the Lord. This is Apostle Curtis Lewis of Someone Cares Ministry. Welcome to the broadcast today. I want to encourage you to get your Bible, get your notepad, get your pen if you can. We're getting ready to go into a service already in progress where my wife, Melva Lewis, is singing at the beginning, and then we're going to go into a message entitled Doing God's Pleasure. God bless you. Let's go into the Word.
Hallelujah. Slip your hands up and worship. Glory to God. I hear the word of the Lord saying, trust God. No matter what your situation is, trust God. He's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that you ask or think, according to the power that worketh in you. Trust God. Trust God. Trust God. That's the prophetic word for this morning. Trust God. Scripture said, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all of your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Somebody need direction to their path. Somebody in the valley of decision, trust God. Trust God. Hear the word of the Lord. Trust him. Trust him. And see, won't you come out the winner? That's for somebody this morning. Hallelujah. Trust him. I dare you put your trust in him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Slip your hands up and say, Lord, I trust him. I give you my path. I give you my ways. My future is in your hand. Hallelujah. Because I sense in my spirit somebody looking at their life and you're concerned about your present and your future. Let me tell you something. God got your present and your future in his hand. Trust him. Trust him. Trust him. Glory to God. It don't matter how the economy get. It don't matter where you're at. I heard somebody say this morning, it don't matter where your money level is. Trust God. Trust God. God's got your hand. God's got your hand. He's holding your hand, and he got you in his hand still. Hallelujah. That's the word of the Lord this morning. Trust him. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Trust him. Trust him. Trust him. Amen. Anybody receive that word? You receive, that's a word from the Lord. Receive it. Give him a praise offering. Amen. Trust God. Look how welcome they are. Amen. Praise God. To God be the glory. To all. Revelation chapter 4, verse 11. And I'm going to try to stay within a reasonable amount of time. And the only time we're going to open up the cafe is when I go over. So I'm going to be trying to beat the clock on you. Amen. Amen. If I happen to go over, we're going to have to open up the cafe. But if I beat the clock, we don't have to. Okay, Revelation 4 and verse 11. Here's what the Bible says. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for the opportunity to study the word of God. Open up the eyes of our understanding now as we behold wonderful things out of your law. In Jesus' name. Amen. Before we start the clock, I had a Hispanic guy call me from California 2 days ago. And he gets up every morning, Monday through Friday, listening to our broadcast. Here in Louisiana, it comes on at 7:30, but there in California, it's 5:30 in the mornings. He and his wife gets up every single morning listening to the broadcast, never miss it. And he was talking to me, and he's got an anointing on his life. He come out of Satan worship, and now he's saved, full of the Holy Ghost. And I'm sitting listening to him, and I said, well, I can tell a call on this boy's life. And he preaching to me on the phone and preaching everything I'm preaching on the radio. I'm serious, and I don't think he was doing it purposely. He didn't even know he was doing it. He's preaching to me everything that I've been preaching on the radio. And he said, people look for cracks and crevices in God's word. Ain't no cracks in this word. He said, the only leeway you get is the days of your life. He's preaching to me. He said, I see multitudes of people coming before God saying, why you didn't give me a chance? And he said, I gave you 40 years. I gave you 50. This boy preaching to me from California. So let me tell you something, saints. This ministry is affecting, changing people's lives. And all of these radio stations, what I'm preaching here, going out to nearly 10 radio stations, and people are listening. Amen. So God is doing something. And like I said, we got it fixed. My wife, she built our web page, and we got it fixed to whenever a broadcast go off, we go online, and we can see the activity on the page. We have a audio page that disciple people, okay? They can go online and be discipled by Jesus Christ, learn the Bible, and we don't charge them a penny for it. And when we go online, I'm telling you, after every broadcast, the numbers just go up. Come on, it just goes up. And last month, nearly 3,000 people went to our webpage being taught the word of God. So give God praise. Now you can start my clock. Okay, Revelation chapter 4, verse 11. Listen to the word of God, and I want the Holy Ghost to help me make the journey this morning. Revelation 4, verse 11. This is one of my favorite scriptures. It says, "Thou art worthy, O God, O Lord." God is worthy. It says, to receive glory and honor and power. He is so worthy. Every day of my life, I get up, I say, "Good morning, Father." If I don't say good morning, I'm saying, "Father, I love you."
Amen, amen.
I lift my hands to him and I say, "God, you're worthy."
Hallelujah.
Amen. To receive glory, to receive honor, to receive power. Okay? See, it takes human power to get up in the morning. Do you not know if God didn't give you the power, the physical strength, you couldn't even get up? And so when you get up, give that glory back to God. For the movement of my limbs, that I'm in my right mind. So when you wake up, realize God woke you up. And the honor and glory should go back to him. It says, "For thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory, to receive honor, and to receive power." Now watch this. "For thou," God, "you, thou has created all things." He's the creator of all things. He created you. It says he created all things. Now watch this. This is your purpose. This is why you're breathing. This is why you're still living. He created all things for his pleasure, for thy pleasure. They are and they were created. If you can let that dawn upon you in your earth walk, it will change your whole perspective on life. That the reason I exist, the reason why I'm here on earth, is for his pleasure. Bible says that for thy pleasure they are and they were created. That tells you your existence. You exist for him. So if human beings still trying to exist for themselves, they are outside of purpose. Because the purpose you was created is for his glory, for his pleasure. Now, that word pleasure also means determination, desire, and will. Whatever God has determined, that's why I live. Okay? Whatever God desire, that's why I live. Whatever God's will is, that's why I live today. That's my motivation today. And when you get in line with this purpose, then every single thing you need in your life can become a reality, because you created for his pleasure. And when you start giving him pleasure, he'll see to it that you get pleasure. So a lot of people try to live their lives opposite of purpose. They spend their whole lives doing their own thing, trying to carry out their own will, and not ever realize why God put them here. And you'll struggle through life until you get this principle straight. I'm here for his pleasure. And when you start doing his pleasure, Lord, you haven't started living until you do this. Because the Bible says, in his presence is fullness of joy, and at his right hand, pleasures forevermore. Any and everything that pleasures you or you seeking out of life is right there in the Father's hand, but you got to live out your purpose first, and your purpose is to bring him pleasure. Amen. Amen. Now, I want to talk from this subject, doing God's pleasure.
Amen.
Doing God's pleasure. Okay. Now, let me run through this. Colossians 1 and 27. You got that up there, Nisha? Colossians 1 and verse 27. Okay, watch this. To whom God would make known what is the riches. The world don't know nothing about riches. They think they do. Make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery, everybody say mystery. Among the Gentiles, which is, he's going to tell you what the mystery is, which is Christ in you the hope of glory. Somebody say, Christ in you. I spend my whole life, all my ministry, teaching and preaching, trying to bring a revelation of the mystery that's in you. There is literally, if you got Christ in you, that Bible says you got a mystery inside of you. And most of the church haven't even tapped into that mystery. Satan got a way of blinding us through false teaching, humanity, especially humanity. Because of humanity, we're so conscious of humanity and not divinity. And God, his whole purpose, and especially when a preacher catch hold to what he's really called to do, he's dangerous to the devil. Preacher's supposed to wake you up and bring you to the mystery that's in you. There's a mystery in every one of you. God is a mystery. And I know he doesn't reveal himself through the Bible. And I know some people say God's not a mystery. He's not in the sense of the stuff that he has revealed. But do you know who you're dealing with here? This is somebody that even eternity ain't long enough to figure him out. And he live inside of you. He's a mystery. And this Bible says, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of that mystery. I'm trying to bring you to the revelation of to know the riches of that mystery in you. That's why I get loud. That's why I get excited. That's why I spend time teaching. I'm trying to break it down. I'm trying to tell you in every way I know how, there's a mystery in you. And when God begin to bring you into the knowledge of that mystery, you are the ones that's going to walk the earth in the last day that's going to be greater than the book of Acts. The Bible said the glory of the latter shall be greater than the former. We look at the book of Acts and even Peter's shadow started made. Peter didn't lay hands on nobody. His shadow made people get up out of wheelchairs. When you look at the book of Acts, you see supernatural things. God's word says that's nothing to compare to the, he saved the best for last. Where are they? It's people like you that God is teaching and training, because before Jesus come, he gonna have mysterious people walking the earth again, and some of the neighbors that know you gonna say, who is this? We're going to be mysterious people walking the earth again. He's training us up. He's getting us ready for the closing of the age. Good God Almighty. He's getting you ready for the close. God going to close this age. God going, the Bible said there coming a time when time shall be no more. You can take off your watches. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When everything will move into eternity. But before he come, he going to have some real ambassadors in the earth. Some real representative in the earth. And you know who it's going to be? It's going to be people that's been trained and taught in line with that mystery that's in you. There's a mystery in you. There's a mystery in you. Go to the next verse. Ephesians 6:25. I hope y'all feeling what I'm feeling. I'm telling y'all, don't think I'm playing. CNN may call you. When God get through with us, a lot of people are going to tap into what you know and what you got. Ephesians, do you have Romans 6:25? If not, we'll find, yeah, there it is. Watch this. Keep in mind that thought, now the mystery, there's a mystery. And the preacher's job, that's why I stay on preachers so much. What you doing in the pulpit telling people ain't nobody perfect? You don't know what you're talking about. Glory to God. You're supposed to be revealing the mystery in the people. And the reason a preacher can't reveal the mystery, he ain't never tapped into it. It says in Romans 6:25, now to him that is of power, God's got all power. Now to him that is of power, watch this, to establish you according to my gospel. Paul called it his gospel because he was given to him by God. Because a lot of the disciples didn't know this, and God revealed this thing to Paul, and it blew Paul's mind. Paul was one of the most educated persons of his day. In fact, he was the next, they said he was in line to be the next high priest. And all of a sudden, God knocked all that worldly knowledge out of him and filled him with revelation knowledge. And he got so much stuff that some stuff he said God didn't even permit me to say. And he said, now to him that is a power to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery. Most of you, some of you got an inkling why God done connected you here, okay? And some of you have more than an inkling. Some of you may not have an inkling. Why? How did you run across this little humble ministry? What's going on here? Because God has selected you. If you get in line with his purpose, God has selected you to raise you up and give you a revelation, mean unveil. Whoa, you see what I'm saying? You can, how many of y'all know some things you know now you used to didn't know? It was unveil. But you ain't seen nothing until God unveil some things. God want to give you a revelation of what's in you and who you really are. It says, now to him that is able to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ according to the revelation of the mystery which was kept secret from the world since the world began. Do you not know there are some things in Christians that still been secret? We don't know all of this book. Even Peter, the guys who wrote this book, didn't know everything. There's some things God done reserved. I'm not talking about a new revelation. I'm talking about a revelation from this revelation. There's some things God reserved way before he ever made the world. Because he said he saved the best for last. And y'all know we in the last days. There's some secret things about God he's getting ready to unveil to some people that love him. It's a revelation of why he in you, Peggy. It's a revelation of why he in you, Judy. It's a revelation.
Hallelujah.
He's about to unveil to us who we are. You know why? Because God, the Bible said it was God in Christ drawing the world. Christ was just walking, but it was God in Christ doing what he was doing. Jesus said, I do nothing of myself. Whatever I see my Father do, I do. God gonna have some more sons and daughters that's gonna, when they realize who they are, they just gonna be a tool, and God once again gonna walk in the earth in somebody that understand who they are. Oh, don't y'all take my prophecy light. Oh, yeah, CNN wonder, what is this? Oh, yeah, there's some big churches going to wonder, what is this? Why we don't know this? Because he usually come to those that are humble. The Bible say he revealed his mysteries to children. Except you become a child and humble yourself, you can't know God. Okay, go to the next one. Man, I'm in my introduction. Woo. Ephesians 3, watch this. How that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery. I'm up here, I'm telling y'all, God done showed me something. And I don't have what it takes to reveal it all to you, but as the Holy Ghost used me up until now and the days to come, he gonna unveil to you the mystery. Elder, he finna unveil to you the mystery why he let Pastor Georgia go back to Texas and he planted y'all here. It was a strategy. It was a strategy by God. She did her part, and I felt she did a good part. But God has something in mind far greater than we can ever imagine. Because God is selective in who he picked. How that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery as I wrote afore in few words, whereby when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery. We're going to understand God's knowledge about this mystery I'm talking about. It's a mystery. I don't care how much you've ever learned, it's a mystery still got to be learned. and you're going to understand it. Understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men. There are some things that in other ages of the church age, the apostles started it, and then the church kept traveling. Martin Luther came along and created a Protestant movement. But there are some things God didn't show them. He saved the best for last. And before he, it's so much garbage in this world. Next week I'm going to try to have a clip for you. How this Latin American now, he said he Christ. He said now that, that the word Antichrist just means another Christ. In other words, the Antichrist is not bad. It's just that Jesus was talking about it's another Christ. And he said, I'm the Christ. And he got all these people tattooing 666 on their legs, their arms and everything. I'm going to show y'all that. And the Bible prophesied about this. Hallelujah. Prophesied about this. But now all of that garbage coming up in the world, all of these false Christs coming up, half of the church, if not most of the church, is off course and don't really know the true doctrine of the scriptures. Don't you know after all this garbage arise, God gonna arise too? God gonna stand up and say, here I am. Come on, somebody. Through people that understand the mystery. God ain't gonna let the devil outdo him. God got all time in his hand. He letting all these fakes and phonies do their thing. And when it's time, he going to stand up.
God, hallelujah.
Yeah. He's been discipling us. And people, 3,000 people's of money is growing. Coming to the webpage, hearing stuff we teaching right here in Baton Rouge. And they're excited. He's discipling an army. And they're going to have an army of pulpiteers rising up. They're going to do it different. He's smart. We didn't even know what we were doing. We were just led by the Spirit. We didn't just think up one day, we're going to make us a web page. We're going to get on 10 stations. We didn't do it. The Holy Ghost has been progressively leading us. But he's unveiling to me, AJ, the mystery. It's a mystery. Glory to God. In other ages made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets. I told y'all, every church has to start with a holy. They got to be holy. Holy apostles and prophets. You don't see the evangelist, the pastor, and the teacher right here. You see them over there in Ephesians 4:11. That don't mean they're not important. They are important. But they ain't got no business teaching doctrine to the church. They ain't got the evangelists don't do nothing but draw you to the cross. They can't take you no further than the cross. When Philip is the only evangelist in the Bible, only example of the evangelist, only one. And the word evangelist mentioned 3 times in the New Testament. And it shows you what an evangelist is supposed to do. And anytime an evangelist get outside of biblical order, all you can do is create a mess in the body. Every office have to stay in their lane. And there ain't no accident that he said apostles and prophets. Because these are the 2 God-ordained gifts to open up a mystery. And all the other offices, the evangelist, pastor, teacher, got to get in line with that divine revelation if we're going to produce a church without spot, wrinkle, or any such thing.
Well, praise the Lord. That's it for today. We hope you enjoyed the message. God bless you. We want to encourage you for more free teaching. Go to our webpage, www.someonecaresministry.org. That's www.someonecaresministry.org. Our number is 225-272-6647. This is Apostle Lewis saying we love you. Thank God for you. And remember, someone cares for you, and his name is Jesus.